Welcome to League Park in Cleveland, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox, batting in the leadoff spot, the shortstop, Ernie Johnson. Batting second, the third baseman, Hervey McClellan. Batting third, the second baseman, Eddie Collins. Batting fourth, the right fielder, Harry Hooper. Batting fifth, the center fielder, Amos Strunk. Batting sixth, the left fielder, Johnny Mostill. Batting seventh, the first baseman, Earl Shealy. Batting eighth, the catcher, Ray Schalk. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Charlie Robertson. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Charlie Robertson. For the Cleveland Indians, batting in the leadoff spot, the left fielder, Charlie Jameson. Batting second, the second baseman, Rig Stevenson. Batting third, the center fielder, Tris Speaker. Batting fourth, the first baseman, Stuffy McInnes. Batting fifth, the shortstop, Joe Sewell. Batting sixth, the third baseman, Larry Gardner. Batting seventh, the right fielder, Smokey Joe Wood. Batting eighth, the catcher, Les Nunemaker. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Jim Bagby. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Jim Bagby. And now, play ball. Ernie Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a pop-up towards short. Sewell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hervey McClellan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McClellan hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gardner fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rig Stevenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevenson hits a fly ball into right field. Hooper settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tris Speaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speaker takes first base on ball four. Jameson moves to second. Stuffy McInnes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McInnes hits a fly ball into center field. Strunk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Schalk settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Harry Hooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hooper takes first base on ball four. Amos Strunk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strunk takes first base on ball four. Hooper moves to second. Johnny Mostill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mostill bunts towards third. Gardner fields it and throws to first for the out. Hooper moves to third. Strunk moves to second. One out. Earl Shealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shealy takes first base on ball four. Ray Schalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schalk hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gardner throws to home for one, and Nunemaker throws the ball away attempting to make the double play. Strunk scores. Shealy moves to third. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 1-0, White Sox. Charlie Robertson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robertson hits a pop-up towards third. Gardner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Larry Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Smokey Joe Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Schalk settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Les Nunemaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nunemaker hits a pop-up towards first. Sheely can't make a play. That's a base hit. Gardner moves to second. Jim Bagby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bagby hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Schalk settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Jameson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Collins fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ernie Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-1 in the game. Johnson hits a fly ball into left field. Jameson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hervey McClellan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McClellan is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. McClellan hits a line drive into left field. Jameson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 0-for-1 in the game. Collins hits a fly ball into center field. Speaker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Rig Stevenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevenson is 0-for-1 in the game. Stevenson hits a fly ball into center field, out of the reach of Strunk, who is chasing the ball. Stevenson reaches third base with a triple. Tris Speaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speaker is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Speaker hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Robertson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Stuffy McInnes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McInnes is 0-for-1 in the game. McInnes hits a fly ball into center field. Strunk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Stevenson tags and scores. Two outs. It's White Sox, 1, Indians, 1. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0-for-1 in the game. Sewell takes first base on ball 4. Larry Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Sewell. The throw from Schalk and he is out, Collins applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Harry Hooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hooper is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Hooper hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-1, White Sox. Amos Strunk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strunk is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Strunk hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bagby can't make a play. That's a base hit. Johnny Mostill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mostill is 0-for-0 in the game. Mostill hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Gardner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Earl Sheely is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheely is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Sheely hits a fly ball into right field. Wood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ray Schalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Strunk. The throw from Nunemaker and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. Speaker fumbles the ball. That's an error on Speaker. Strunk goes all the way around to score. That run is unearned. It's 3-1, White Sox. Ray Schalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schalk is 0-for-1 in the game. Schalk hits a fly ball into left field. Jameson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Larry Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Gardner is called out on strikes. One out. Smokey Joe Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood is 0-for-1 in the game. Wood hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Strunk. Wood reaches second base with a double. Les Nunemaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nunemaker is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Nunemaker hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Wood scores. It's 3-2, White Sox. Jim Bagby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bagby is 0-for-1 in the game. Bagby hits a line drive towards short. Johnson catches it and throws to first to double up Nunemaker. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Charlie Robertson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robertson is 0-for-1 in the game. Robertson takes first base on ball 4. Ernie Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-2 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards first. McInnes fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Hervey McClellan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McClellan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. McClellan hits a fly ball into center field. Speaker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 0-for-2 in the game. Collins hits a fly ball into left field. Jameson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Jameson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sheely scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Jameson for the out. One out. Rig Stevenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevenson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. Stevenson hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Strunk. Stevenson reaches second base with a double. Tris Speaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speaker is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Speaker hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Stevenson scores. It's White Sox, 3, Indians, 3. Stuffy McInnes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McInnes is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. McInnes hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Robertson fields it and throws to first for the out. Speaker moves to second. Two outs. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Sewell hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Sheely settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Harry Hooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hooper is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Hooper hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. McKenna settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Amos Strunk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strunk is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Strunk hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Speaker. Strunk reaches second base with a double. Johnny Ma still is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ma still is 0-for-1 in the game. Ma still takes first base on ball 4. Earl Shealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shealy is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Shealy hits a pop-up into left field for a base hit. Strunk moves to third. Ma still moves to second. Ray Schalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schalk is 0-for-2 in the game. Schalk hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell misplays the ball. That's an error on Sewell. Strunk scores. Ma still moves to third. Shealy moves to second. It's 4-3, White Sox. Charlie Robertson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robertson is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Robertson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell fields it and throws to home to get Ma still. Shealy moves to third. Schalk moves to second. Two outs. Ernie Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-3 in the game. Johnson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Shealy scores. There goes Schalk trying to get to home. Wood throws the ball into Nunemaker who tags Schalk who's trying to score from second, for the out. Robertson moves to second. It's 5-3, White Sox. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Larry Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Gardner hits a line drive for a single. Smokey Joe Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Wood takes first base on ball 4. Gardner moves to second. Les Nunemaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nunemaker is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Nunemaker bunts in front of the plate. Schalk fields it and throws to first for the out. Gardner moves to third. Wood moves to second. One out. Jim Bagby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bagby is 0-for-2 in the game. Bagby hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Schalk settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Jameson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Indians 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Hervey McClellan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McClellan is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. McClellan hits a fly ball into left field. Jameson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 0-for-3 in the game. Collins hits a fly ball into left field. Jameson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harry Hooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hooper is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Hooper hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Gardner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Rig Stevenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevenson is 2-for-3 in the game, with a double and a triple. Stevenson hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Mostill. Stevenson reaches second base with a double. Tris Speaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speaker is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Speaker takes first base on ball 4. Stuffy McInnes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McInnes is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. McInnes hits a ball on the ground towards third. McClellan fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Stevenson moves to third. 2 outs. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sheely scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Sewell for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Indians 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Amos Strunk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strunk is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Strunk takes first base on ball 4. Johnny Mostill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mostill is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Mostill hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Wood, who is chasing the ball. Mostill reaches third base with a triple. Strunk goes all the way around to score. It's 6-3, White Sox. Earl Sheely is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheely is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Sheely hits a fly ball into left field. Jameson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Mostill tags and scores. 1 out. It's 7-3, White Sox. Ray Schalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schalk is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Schalk hits a ball on the ground for a single. Charlie Robertson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robertson is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Robertson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bagby fields it and throws to second for the out. 2 outs. Ernie Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards first. McInnes scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Johnson for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Larry Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Gardner hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Smokey Joe Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Wood is called out on strikes. 1 out. Les Nunemaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nunemaker is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Nunemaker hits a ball on the ground towards short. Johnson fields it and throws to second for the out. 2 outs. Jack Graney pinch hits for Jim Bagby. Jack Graney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Graney strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Indians 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Guy Morton now pitching. Hervey McClellan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McClellan is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. McClellan hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Stevenson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 0 for 4 in the game. Collins hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Jameson, who is chasing the ball. Collins reaches third base with a triple. Harry Hooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hooper is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Hooper hits a ball on the ground towards first. McInnes scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hooper for the out. Two outs. Amos Strunk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strunk is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single, a double, and two walks. Strunk takes first base on ball 4. Johnny Mostill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. That is defensive interference on unknown player with unknown particulars. Strunk moves to second. Johnny Mostill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mostill is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple and a walk. He's got one RBI. Mostill hits a fly ball into right field. Wood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Jameson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rig Stevenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevenson is 3 for 4 in the game, with two doubles and a triple. Stevenson strikes out. One out. Tris Speaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speaker is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and two walks. He's got one RBI. Speaker hits a fly ball into right field. Hooper settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Stuffy McInnes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McInnes is 0 for 3 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. McInnes hits a fly ball into left field. Mostill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 7, and Cleveland Indians, 3. Goodbye from League Park in Cleveland.